Now, there is a woman who claimed that she was gang raped 40 years ago during a house party in Durban. She now wants to sue her alleged attackers for 600,000 rand in damages. However, in order to do so, she has to have the law changed regarding the prescription of civil claims. The woman is now 57 years old. She said at the time that she was too embarrassed to lay a charge with police. This is all the issues and the problems that victims of sexual assault and sexual violence go through. And also the secondary trauma of having to go to a police station to confront families that they are victims of rape. Now, 40 years later, she is seeking the matter in the Durban High Court, trying to get justice, or at least a civil claim from her alleged rapist. Bronwyn Pithy is the attorney at the Women's Legal Centre, who is helping with this case. Give us the background of this woman's story 40 years ago, Bronwyn.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Thanks very much for having the Women's Legal Centre on your show today. So as you've said and sketched out, this was a gang rape that happened almost 40 years ago. And as you're well aware, the law has been confirmed and clarified around criminal prescription. In other words, there was a constitutional court case, and the law has subsequently been amended, that says there is no limit on or no bar to the National Prosecuting Authority instituting a criminal prosecution against anyone. There's no time frame in which a criminal prosecution must be brought. So in other words, a situation like this, the NPA can proceed with a prosecution of a rape case or any other sexual offence after 10, 20, 30, 40 years, obviously, if all of the parties involved are still alive. This is not the case with civil prescription. So our law currently says that generally, there are some exceptions, generally someone must bring a civil claim within 3 years. There is an exception within the Prescription Act that says that if a victim of a sexual offence, any sexual offence, the law has also just been amended in December of last year, any sexual offence, if they are unable to bring the civil claim, then prescription is interrupted. In other words, it doesn't start to run. Your 3 years doesn't start to run. Once you are able, and that's obviously open to interpretation, once you are able to bring the claim, then you have 3 years in which to bring that claim. So what we're challenging in this situation is that we don't believe that victims who already face so many barriers within both the criminal justice system and the civil system, so many barriers in terms of which to, you know, achieve some semblance of justice, we don't believe that they should have to jump through this extra hoop of now having to show the court first that they were unable to bring the claim and then only move on to the merits in terms of proving their claim.
Bronwyn, just in terms of and my unfamiliarity with criminal procedure and these statutes, does there need to be a criminal case first before a civil matter like this can be brought forward, or could the civil matter, you know, go ahead without the NPA deciding to prosecute in this case?
So they're two totally separate matters, and they actually don't rely on each other at all. So exactly what you're saying, an individual need not even press criminal charges, need not need to go to a police station and lay a criminal charge against the perpetrator for her or him to bring a civil claim. Obviously, you know, questions may be asked as to why she did or didn't bring a criminal claim at the time and when it happened or subsequent to that, but they're not dependent on each other. And I think it's very important to realize that they achieve very different objectives, as it were. You know, civil claims and criminal prosecutions obviously have very different outcomes in the sense that if someone is found guilty, they may very well face a term of imprisonment or incarceration. Civil claims, obviously, because of the way the world works, it's very difficult to put a value on any types of damages, and that's why one lands up putting a monetary value on a civil claim.
Just trying to wrap my head around this, does this then mean that one could be civilly found that you were responsible and liable and have committed an offense, a criminal act like a rape, but not necessarily criminally found guilty in a criminal trial?
Yes, that's exactly what could happen, actually. So, to try and avoid getting too technical about it, there are different standards of proof that are required in a criminal trial as opposed to a civil trial. In a criminal trial, the standard of proof is the state, who obviously is representative of the plaintiff or the complainant, not the plaintiff, the complainant in a criminal scenario, has to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's a very high standard of proof. In a civil claim, however, the whole issue revolves around a balance of probabilities. So the court basically listens to both sides and balances out who is more likely to be believed once all the evidence is heard. So it's a lesser standard. So there actually have been a number of examples one could cite from history where someone has been criminally prosecuted and actually found not guilty, and then subsequently has been civilly sued for a wrongful death or for similar types of civil damages, and have been found wanting in the sense that the court has found in the plaintiff's favour and found against the defendant, who's obviously denying having ever perpetrated any of the actions of which they are accused.
And if this case has a positive outcome in terms of positive for this applicant, it does mean that women could now seek some form of justice in a civil claim without going necessarily through the trauma that a very forensic criminal trial often does tend to happen. And that often leads to that secondary trauma of sexual violence victims.
Of course. Look, you know, the way that the law stands at the moment doesn't prevent a survivor from bringing a civil claim. But what we're saying is that in bringing her civil claim, there are so many barriers which she faces, the normal barriers which we all are probably all quite aware of in terms of secondary victimization, the trauma, etc. But we believe this extra barrier of having to prove that she was unable, in other words, what we think it's doing, it's almost pathologizing victims or survivors of sexual offenses. It's basically saying there has to be something wrong with you, kind of emotionally, psychologically, wrong with you, psychiatrically wrong with you, to have to come and show the court, well, I was unable. And although, you know, the case law indicates, you know, very often one has to almost really pathologize women, saying that you were too damaged to do anything, we're saying one doesn't necessarily have to fit into those categories to be able to bring a civil claim. There may be very good reasons why you have not instituted a civil claim for 30, 40 years. And we don't believe that those are necessarily psychiatric or emotional or psychological reasons, but can be things like shame, embarrassment, worried about what your family may think, the fact that society may not believe you. Now, that may not fall into the category of a pathology, but we believe it's a very valid excuse. And we don't believe that the burden of having to prove that in court is fair and constitutional in terms of the dispensation in which we operate towards survivors.
Bronwyn Pithy, attorney at the Women's Legal Centre, thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Report. It's 9 minutes to 1 o'clock.